All the major pharmaceutical firms have research groups developing candidate drugs that target specific diseases. Most of this work is derivative. That means that the novel ideas are usually generated at government-supported laboratories around the resource-advantaged world, largely by virtue of government grants to basic researchers in universities or government-supported freestanding laboratories, such as the National Institutes of Health in the United States and the Medical Research Council laboratories in the United Kingdom. There was a time when laboratories and pharmaceutical firms were a fountainhead of novel ideas and discoveries, some of the caliber that garners Nobel Prizes, Salman Waxman at the Merck Institute for streptomycin, Gertrude Ellion and George Hitchings at Burroughs Wellcome for drugs for herpes, leukemia, and gout, and John Vane, who did much of his work on the mechanisms for aspirin's effect at the Wellcome Institute. But the glory days of in-house pharmaceutical industry research are largely past. Basic research is too likely to lead to insights that have no commercial downstream. Far better to let others outside the industry make the discoveries that are promising in that regard, and then pursue them in-house. For some time, nearly all novel pharmaceuticals have had their birthing in government-supported laboratories, meaning they are fruits of the tax dollar. Somehow that gets lost in the industry's loud claims about the cost of research. The in-house research involves developing compounds that affect some biochemical pathway, which was identified elsewhere and thought to be a candidate for therapy. Once such an agent is developed, it is tested in animal models that seem to mimic human disease or some aspect of human disease. If the animals survive the treatment, their condition seems to be affected positively, and the target disease is deemed commercially important, human experimentation commences. Enter the CRO.